Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains August 15th through the 18th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
The one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
What's up, Football Card Quest? I'm Paul Hickey, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show right here on the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. Be sure to check out our other great shows on the network by visiting NoOffseason.com. And of course, check out all the great content that Andy's putting out at FootballCardQuest.com to help you make money flipping football cards to fund your PC, fund your life. All right, everybody, here's Football Card Quest.
His name is Andy. My name is Carter. Andy, back from a quick vacation. Your initial thoughts as we look into the card market. Obviously, the big game last night between Philadelphia and Kansas City further proves our thoughts this whole time about Jalen Hurts, right? He didn't play well, but that Eagles team is so deep and talented. They just win. They just continue to win. So for me, Andy, I think the Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC.
Yeah, I do too. And you look at Julio Jones on the roster as well. And it's like, oh yeah, Julio Jones on it. That's right. They're going to probably go to the Super Bowl because Julio knows the Eagles are going to give him his best chance to get to the Super Bowl, to get a ring before he can retire.
You know, for me, we look back at this last week, and it just further proves that C.J. Stroud has really separated himself from not just the rookie quarterback class, Andy, but all the rookies in general. I think this start to his career feels a little bit Burrow-ish, if you will, and even including Trevor Lawrence, who has been fantastic for the Jaguars. I feel like C.J. Stroud has been the best quarterback since that 2020 draft class. So I am loving what he's doing right now. And Andy, as products get released with him, I think he will be the biggest name because he is so young and he is a rookie. I think he's going to be the hottest name in football cards.
Yeah, I do too, man. They've got a great formula there. C.J. Stroud is executing the throws. It's like, even though he had three picks this past week, he had to leave the game momentarily, which is kind of a scare, but he came right back and still threw for over 300 yards. I mean, it's just incredible. And he's got good weapons as well. He's got reliable receivers in Tank Dell and Nico Collins and Noah Brown when he's healthy and Dalton Schultz at tight end. So, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, they kind of got like this Bills situation going on where they don't have much of a run game out of Devin Singletary or Damian Pierce, who's been banged up. But Devin Singletary still found a way to be productive because it's like such a dual threat offense right now. And yeah, he's executing that Bobby Slowick offense really well. His rookie cards have gotten pretty crazy, Carter. just every week, like you find people like paying close to $10 for those, the base of base cards, the Mosaic NFL debut. It's a card for Joe Burrow that still is going to struggle to sell for $10 right now. And yeah, man, Joe Burrow done for the season. So it is putting a lot more focus on these other guys. When you look at, you know, the injuries that the other big name quarterbacks have suffered, like Burrow, like Rodgers, like Deshaun Watson, it does put a lot more focus, especially when you have rookie quarterbacks breaking out. That's huge for the market. It's too bad they don't have Panini autos, but right. You know, Topps is obviously filling that gap with their Topps Now, and I'm sure they're gonna have something else pretty soon.
Yeah, here's the thing. I went to go look, and I wanted to start the show with this topic, Andy. We're talking about Jalen Hurts. One of the big bummers is his rookie cards with the Eagles aren't in his current jersey number, right? He wore number 2 as a rookie and then switched to number 1, and now Darius Big Play Slay wears number 2, and David Akers used to wear that number 2 for the Philadelphia Eagles. You remember David Akers, the kicker? The best onside kick artist I've ever seen. I freaking love David Akers. And my favorite rookie that I've seen, I don't think he's the best rookie, but I always cheer, Andy, for undersized guys. If you're under 6 foot and you play professional sports, you're a beast, unless, of course, you're a jockey, right? That's required to be under 6 foot to be a jockey. But I love me some Tank Dell. I freaking love him. But he switched to number 3 when, you know, a lot of his rookie cards up to this point are him in the number 13 uniform, which is what he had, you know, in the preseason. But he switched to number 3. Do you think that has any effect, right? I always hate when I see a rookie card that has the double 0. You see that a lot on Origins. But do you think that's a bummer at all? Do you think that's just no big deal? I've always wanted to ask you that.
I think it's a very tiny effect, you know, right. a small percentage of hobbyists affected by that jersey number change. And, you know, case hits and ultra rare serial numbered and autographed cards that are from the second, third year are going to be desirable as collectors want to collect those ultra rare cards. But, you know, it's still his rookie market. It's going to be mostly where most of the dollars are spent. And I don't think it has that big of an effect. In fact, Carter, I've actually saved some information. You know, I save like all the screenshots I take from sold items and stuff over the past 3 years that we've done this this channel. And I know you and I have done this show for like 2 years now, over 2 years. So check it out. I have actually saved some information going back to August of 2022. And I want to show you something here. So this was what Jalen Hurts Optic rookie ticket auto was selling for before the season last year, August 10th. A lot of people say, oh, Jalen doesn't get the respect he deserves. His rookie ticket auto should be that of Herbert and Burrow. But Jalen broke out a year later after the peak of the sports card boom. So when you factor that in, like going into the 2022 season, there was a lot of doubts if Jalen Hurts could take a step forward. You know, A.J. Brown had just signed with the team. They didn't know the impact. Those cards were very undervalued. You can see $345 in a DC Sports 87 auction August 10, 2022. And now, even with the midseason dip, that card is selling for $843 in auction. So, you know, that's still a significant 200 to 300% increase over a year and a couple months.
Yeah, and that honestly was one of your first big calls on the channel, you buying Jalen Hurts. Now, you weren't buying like higher end stuff, and this isn't higher end stuff. You weren't buying stuff of this price range, but I remember when his PSA 10 Prism rookies were going for 50, and I was like, dang, I should scoop this up. I believe in Jalen Hurts, and I don't know what they go for specifically now. No base, everything is just kind of wore off. But I just know for a fact that Jalen Hurts is the real deal. He didn't even play well last night, but they won. And his rushing ability and the tush push is obviously something that's helped him. And you see 92, 93, 99, 99, if you're listening to this, via podcast, everything's gone up for him if you bought in very early. Now, Chad does make a good point in the chat. Injuries, you do worry about those with someone like him. But, man, he's just one of those guys that's just gritty, right?
Yeah.
You just always feel like he's going – if it's 50-50, he's going to go out there and give it it all, give it his all. He's got the big contract already locked in. So, yeah, I'm just a big believer in Jalen Hurts. Yes, he still has one of the best situations in the NFL. Yes, could there be some regression once Jason Kelce retires and some of these Eagles move on? Absolutely. But even though you see him and A.J. Brown get hot on the sideline from time to time, they still go out there and get the daggum job done. So I'm just a big believer in Jalen Hurts. We're telling you last time during the season that even if you don't think that they were going to win the Super Bowl last year and they were close, they were going to be major Super Bowl contenders this year. And if you've been buying Jalen Hurts, you've been cooking.
There is a big difference though in the base graded market versus the rookie auto market, because of, you know, you look at Jalen Hurts, like last night is a prime example. He underthrew Devonta Smith on that big bomb towards the end of the game. He underthrew a couple guys, and they do a lot of like screen passes, right, to DeAndre Swift. Yeah. So his weapons do lift him up. And his arm isn't the same of a Mahomes or a Herbert even, or probably even a Joe Burrow. Jalen Hurts' arm is good, but his throwing motion, and you know, as Carnies, you study the film, it's a little bit slower and he doesn't quite have the same zip. Or CJ Stroud, for example, CJ Stroud's got a beautiful zip on the ball when he throws it. Jalen Hurts doesn't quite have that. I think that's the one thing that's kind of holding him back from having rookie ticket autos in that 2,000 plus range, because how can you not say Philadelphia is a favorite to be at least in the NFC championship game and most likely a returning Super Bowl contender this year?
Exactly. Right. And we get to another player and we'll go to this one. I didn't want to go to this guy next, but the chat is lighting up with some Trevor Lawrence questions. Let's go to Infinity Trader. He says Trevor Lawrence cards are tanking, but he could be a dark horse candidate to lead his team to the SB this year. And then he follows up and says, I'm buying up T-Law Prism Silvers and Optic College for the cheap and sending them off to PSA. I'm still a believer in Trevor, right? Yes, they did just get blown out by the 49ers, but they looked a lot better. And one of our favorites on this channel has been Calvin Ridley, right? He finally looked like himself this past weekend, and I actually benched him in fantasy, right? And then he goes off. So
that was matchup dependent. See, this is my take on that, is that Calvin Ridley finally got a super soft secondary in the Titans. They have a good run defense and a crappy secondary, and okay. Calvin Ridley had a soft matchup, and you know, they've got weapons, so Trevor saw that Calvin was getting open, and he was peppering him, and Calvin was able to get the big day. He finally had we know Calvin's going to have a big day, but I think when the Jaguars play a difficult defense, they struggle to adjust sometimes, and they got obviously in a big hole against the 49ers that they couldn't dig out of. And I do wonder about them playing against difficult defenses. So what I'm excited about, Carter, is this week they're playing the Texans. This is huge, man. This is a statement game for the AFC South. You got and your boy, Derek Stingley, is healthy. So this is the matchup that I want to see. I want to see Derek Stingley on Calvin Ridley, and I want to see what Trevor Lawrence does against C.J. Stroud and this Texans team and this Texans defense. This Texans team is in – yeah. I think Trevor Lawrence, if you look at his market, he goes up if they make a deep playoff run. There's so many cards made for Trevor Lawrence from 2021 that his base graded market is very diluted. Like, it doesn't have the same power. Yes, the Prism PSA 10, yes, is a desirable card that people chase because there's only 331 at 8% grade rate. But just looking at his most transacted card, a base Donruss PSA 10 at $30 when you compare that to the 2020 guys like Burrow, and those cards are still they're over like in that $50 to $75 range, and you can see that. Look how much he's dipped since the season started, man. He's just up and down, and And I just, you know, obviously you're fighting against the Jacksonville fan base. It's not nearly the same fan base as you have for a lot of other teams. Actually, if you look at the analytics, Jacksonville fan base is one of the smallest in the, in the entire country. So, you know, you're fighting against that as well. And then, you know, like Travis Etienne has all these big games, and the turnovers from Trevor Lawrence from the European games, and then some streaks there. Like against the 49ers, the turnovers really sour people then even more. But what I want to look at is what is his rookie auto? Because I think when you really want to, like, when you look at a guy like Trevor Lawrence from 2021, who just has so many different rookie cards, and he autoed a lot of stuff, I think a lot of people are kind of going to this market right here. There's not a lot of sold data, so let's back it out to 180 days to see what his contender's autograph is doing. And you kind of have to just do some research.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
PSA 10. All right, here, PSA 9 is a little bit better. Analytics here. So November 20th, 565. That's a DC Sports 87 auction, which we know have a lot of eyeballs. They do pretty well. They're typically always ethical auctions as well. And you can see between November 5th, 750, 565. And then you look at one. Yeah. Okay. Here's a DC Sports 87 that ended yesterday for 565. So, I mean, that card, look, and go back. Look at this. April, August, 1,125, 1,325 in April. So, definitely, if we see a playoff run, we're going to see probably, look, January 7th. This was the Chargers game last year when they upset the Chargers in that that incredible comeback there in the playoffs. $1,400 buy it now. So that's the kind of price range you could see, because a lot of these Trevor Lawrence autograph cards are going to be stashed in collections and people aren't going to want to sell them, but for a nice profit or a nice premium. Right. So, yeah, I'm looking at, you know, if you could snipe a Trevor Lawrence rookie auto PSA 9 rookie ticket auto, that for $550, that's a good buy if you think they're going to make it deep in the playoffs.
Or if you think at some point Trevor Lawrence is going to make a Super Bowl or be an MVP.
Yeah.
And I think at some point one of those two things is likely to happen, right? Once again, we want to aim for that that Super Bowl hype window if you think a player can get there. Steve comes in with a lukewarm take. He says, I would still bank on Lamar over T-Law. I would as well. I would. I think that's very close, but I just think Lamar is unbelievable, right? I mean, you see what he's doing now. He's carrying a very banged up unit, not the absolute smoothest pieces you'll ever see, you know, molded together on offense. I am going to be interested to see what Lamar looks like with that Mark Andrews here for, you know, the next few months. Cause he's just so much better with Andrews playing compared to not, but yeah, I'm a huge Lamar guy. I'm a huge believer in his future, you know, moving forward. But as you see, you know, PSA 10, $69 for Lamar and $34 for Trevor. And you see that huge dip, with Trevor lately. I do think, Andy, with Trevor, the team does begin to sag him down, right? No one gets excited about the Jaguars. They just don't. Even though I like David Garrard, I like Fred Taylor, I like those guys, right? Byron Leftwich. But most people don't, right? That brand does carry some equity when it comes to actually buying some of these cards, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I would still rather buy a Lamar super short print auto over a Trevor, also because of the scarcity aspect, as we discussed 2 weeks ago on the show. So,
and that Ravens defense is so freaking good.
They are, and I'm also just a big John Harbaugh guy. Like, I just think he's awesome. I think he's the antithesis. I think he's the antithesis of his brother Jim. He's just awesome, right? So there you go. Now,
real quick, Carter. I want to say one thing about this Ravens offense, because I am miffed about the Zay Flowers breakout. I mean, we have been robbed of multiple Zay Flowers breakouts. There was a 68-yard screen pass he took to the house that was called back because of a phantom holding penalty. And then there was a defensive pass interference on him, would have been a 20-yard catch. And who knows how much yards after the catch. Like, we have not seen the massive Zay Flowers breakout. And it's inside of him. Like, he is good, man. This guy is a good football player. So, like, he's a guy that I'm buying right now for the playoffs, because his market has gotten so low. Just because, I mean, he's totally out of any rookie of the year type of running. And with, you know, Odell on the team and Bateman, there's Keaton Mitchell recently breaking out. Like, if we get a Keaton Mitchell game out of Zay Flowers, watch out.
This rookie wide receiver class, I love me some Tank Dell. Everybody else is just kind of JSN's been Quentin Johnson has been
Quentin Johnson. Did you see the price increase of the Mosaic tessellation for Tank Dell? Went up over 3x. Like, I found it's numbered out of 15. And I found two of them that sold at the end of October for around $70 in auction. And now that same card closed in auction on Sunday for $330. I mean, massive increase in that auction. But, you know, you have the rookie connection there, the rookie combo. But that's what Zay Flowers is capable of. I mean, he's a very similar player to Tank Dell. They can both break out in a big way.
NoOffseason.com. Check us out. Part of the big network. Our good buddy, Paul Hickey. Let's fly through a few more of these questions. Let's go to Buckus. It's a play on Dick Butkus. RIP. What website are you using to see the market value? It's simple. It's Keep 'Em, baby. This is part of your Patreon subscription with the Fantasy Football Card Quest Network. So, Dick Butkus, sign up today. Guess what? You join the Football Card Quest and you get all these values, right, from the Keep 'Em web app. I use it. I really do. Once again, I'm not too much of a higher end buyer, but you should go check it out. All a part of the Football Card Quest.
Yeah, just right up to the top right of the Football Card Quest, or just footballcardquest.com, up to the top right from my goofy face. You just click that Go Premium button, and that'll take you to where any of our tiers, all of our tiers right here have access to this Keep 'Em web app right here, and you can get in there and get a part of it. I mean, you could track your collection, you can do the comparisons, you can see trends, all that kind of good stuff.
Let's go to a question, a comment that Chad had. Once again, Chad is, you know, we got to get him a badge. He's one of our super, super sharp viewers. He was talking about the gem rate of cards this year, about a lot of cards being printed off center and how they were cut. Okay. I see Infinity Trader commenting about, like, grading the flip and all that stuff. I have never in my life been more skeptical of card grading than now, right? I've grown on some of the other companies that aren't PSA. I still love PSA. Most of my cards are in PSA slabs. If you squint, you could see them. But grading is just, it's not gone through like a major transformation, but it is very different, right? There's so many of these situations where people are resubbing cards that were eights and now they're tens. I would definitely be careful with grading right now, especially if you're trying to grade to flip for profit. Now, Infinity Trader made a good point. If you can get a T-Law Silver for less than $100, and you know that a gem rate, a PSA 10 can get up into the 600, 700 range, if not higher than that, sure, go for it. It might be worth taking that risk, but it is indeed a risk. And especially with T-Law, this was obviously a year and a half ago. Andy and I saw how different his PSA 10 rate were for base cards and all the other rookies. It was one of our craziest episodes we've ever done. So understand it is very inconsistent. It could be wild. And I would take Chance's comment to heart, right? If you're looking to grade a card, I've heard this from quite a few people who have been ripping that the card quality itself may not be the absolute best. I've seen a lot of off-center cards. But once again, if you do get a card and you do think it's good, you do think it's flawless, Andy does group submissions and he does card reviews. So if you are interested in that, please hit us up. If you think it does get a 10, you're in business, especially if it's a silver or a green parallel, especially if it's something numbered. So I still think there is, you know, value in grading, but man, I don't know. It could just be, Andy, that I'm not the most patient guy.
Well, yeah, you do got to be patient because it's definitely going to take some time. You got to time it right. You don't want your card sitting at PSA if you need to sell it and you want to capitalize on a hype spike. What I do is, like, I'll come in here and look at certain players, and you can actually, from our home screen of Keep'em app, you can sort by PSA 10, but then you can also sort by hit rate. So you can sort by PSA 10 hit rate. Now, if you do that, you have to take into consideration the top one's going to have a pop of 3, and all 3 have come right back PSA 10. So it's kind of like small sample size, right? But as you go down, you're basically looking for the most common card that has the highest PSA 10 hit rate, and you can easily click into it and kind of get an idea, like, okay, wow, man, Obsidian right here, right? These Obsidians are 93% coming back of PSA 10. So, you know, Obsidian is a thick chrome stock card that is usually made with a lot of quality, and it, as a hobby only product, there's not an insane print run on it. So you have more attention to detail typically from the manufacturer. So you look for these anomalies within the app. And one of the main cards that I always find from every draft class every year is this base Donruss. So just looking at Jalen Hurts, and I've got an example for you right here, Carter, because it. I recently graded a bunch of Jalen Hurts base Donruss, right? And they all looked exactly the same to the naked eye. And 50% came back 10s, 50% came back 9s, no 8s. It was two 10s and two 9s. The difference in value, the 10s got up to almost $100 in the Super Bowl timeframe last year. Right now it's at $50. I think it's obviously going to go back up to that $100 range. The raw version of this is a $10 to $15 card. That's why if you're going to grade, right, you can grade with their $19 bulk special. If you don't have 20 cards or can't afford to send 20 cards, that's where our membership comes into play. You can be a member of our premium membership, and you can submit a couple cards as part of our group submission. We're going to be live Friday afternoon. I've got two massive of FedEx packages here. Black Friday, yeah. I'm going to be doing a live PSA grade reveal of all these cards that have come back. So that's exciting. And the nines, these are like a $20 to $25 card. And I, you know, so that's the thing. There's a 57% chance of the raw base Donruss getting a 10. And if you can get a 10 of these quarterbacks, that's where you can make some easy money, because they go for that $100 plus range, especially when you look at guys like Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, these guys that are starting to get reprints and fake cards. You don't want to go and buy an Aaron Rodgers base tops card and try and get it graded, because your chances of getting a PSA 10 are insanely low because of the age. And then you don't want to buy Prism Optic Trevor Lawrence or even probably, you know, it's tough. Like, let's look at Brock Purdy, because I'm I'm interested, Carter, to see what some of the grade rates are on Brock Purdy, because he's been one of the most submitted guys in the past 90 to 180 days. So let's check it out. Prism, 59% PSA 10 hit rate on Prism. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And
you've got almost 2,000 in the population already. I mean, that is no comparison to Kenny Pickett.
I was going to bring him up next, right?
Is it? I mean, are we done on Kenny Pickett? Does he stink?
Type.
Or they fired Matt Canada. That's right. They fired Matt Canada this morning.
Okay. So this would be my question for the chat. Type Y for yes if you still believe Kenny Pickett can be a top 15 starter in the NFL. Type Y for yes. Type N for no. Or do you think he is just garbage? I want to shout out Late Stick. He's one of our most loyal subscribers. Late Stick, Andy, I love you, but Late Stick made the Nationals so much more fun for me with all the deals stuff that we did. He's the man. I trust him more than almost anyone to evaluate a card. And if I'm looking at buying something pretty big, I actually have Late Stick's number, and he's a part of our CardQuest group. He says he's cracked slabs several times and he's never gotten a better grade. Very interesting. So there you go. I've seen people get better grades, but I will say anecdotally, it has been a little bit more basketball, but still. And it's also been some older cards, right? But still, I would trust Late Stick's opinion on this. But Andy, for me, Colvu says he's given up. Most people have given up. They think he's garbage. Do you think he's garbage?
Yeah, I think he's decent at best.
Oh.
Decent at best. I mean, the one reason why, as an advocate, I actually wrote him up in an Oxford Sniper article a couple weeks ago, is because this is why. He's a first-round draft pick, and the Steelers are going to either barely make the playoffs or barely miss the playoffs. Both situations do not give them enough draft capital to draft a guy to replace him next year. So now is he going to be the starter for the Steelers the rest of this year with a potential playoff run? Knowing them, the ball could bounce their way. The run game is solid with Jalen Warren and Najee Harris, this nice two-punch combo they got going now. They have some good weapons, and the defense is good. Any given Sunday, the Steelers can win, right? So depending on what they do in the playoffs, Kenny Pickett's cards could go up quite a bit. And also, if he makes it through the draft, which he's likely to do that and be their starter next year, he's going to be hyped coming into September next year. They're going to have a new offensive coordinator. There's going to be new weapons. You know, Steelers are good at drafting wide receivers and this and that. So they're probably going to build in the trenches some more. And so there's going to be hype for Kenny Pickett for the next couple years as a starter. And that's why I say, okay, right now his prices are at career lows. It's not a bad idea to buy if you know, I think it's a pretty safe play, just, you know, laying all that out there.
I disagree. I just think he's bad. I do. And this would be my major pushback to that, Andy. You are right. Mike Tomlin, you know, Mike Tomlin's just a good coach, right? He does a lot of things I disagree with. He's always going to get this roster to at least 500. So I do agree they're not going to have great draft capital. Here's why I think no QB is safe, especially this year, all right, is this next year's NFL draft class is loaded with big-time QBs, all right? It's not so much the Caleb Williams, Drake May thing. It's the guys who are after them that have had really good seasons that make you say, you know what, I think this guy could be not necessarily Patrick Mahomes, but we can get him in the 12 to 20 range in the first round and have the pieces built around them to where they could succeed pretty quickly, right? You got George Pickens, you got Deontay Johnson, you got Freiermuth, you got some Jalen Warren, who is my most drafted player on Underdog. Jalen Warren looks really good. He's young. I don't think any QB is safe with this next draft class, especially if more, if a lot of teams are starting to realize that the draft class after this one is going to be a whole bag of hot dog water. It is going to be terrible. I think this next NFL draft quarterback class is going to be very good. All right. So, yes, the Steelers won't get Drake May and won't get Caleb Williams, but they could get Jaden Daniels. They could get they could get Michael Penix. They freaking could get Bo Nix. One of those guys looks like they could be something. Okay, so I'm just telling you, no QB is safe, and I truly do believe it.
So 33rd team right now. Their 2024 mock draft post week 11. This was done yesterday. Look at this. Look at this. So they got the Bears taken at number one, offensive lineman, Marvin Harrison Jr., number two to the Cardinals instead of a quarterback. I think Kyler's look good. I think the Cardinals are going to stick with him. But then you got Caleb Williams, maybe Patriots, and then the Bears drafting Drake May at number four because they get that Panthers first round pick. And then you've got Bo Nix projected to go to the Giants. And then you've got Michael Penix projected to go to the Falcons at number eight. And then there's your boy Jaden Daniels right now projected at number 14 to the Raiders. So that's one, two, three, four, five quarterbacks in the top 15 picks. That's insane, man. That is huge for the football card hobby.
Huge. And that's part of the reason why I know if you're Pittsburgh, do you want to trade up and get you? If you're telling me if I'm Pittsburgh, I could trade up and get Jaden Daniels as the fifth, you know, quarterback off the board. I think he passes Penix and Nix before the process because the Lamar Jackson comps are very, very evident. I know this will come off as the most flaming homer thing, and I have been so pro Lamar on this channel. But Jaden is as good, if not a better runner than Lamar was in college. He is the best runner I've ever seen at the QB position. Now, he's different than Cam. Cam was a more powerful run you over kind of guy. But Jaden Daniels, if he gets in the right situation with an OC who understands this guy's skill set, watch the frick out. Okay. So, yeah, you know, Pittsburgh would have to trade up to get in that spot because there are so many QB hungry teams. But you look at someone like JJ McCarthy, who's going number 20, right, for the Minnesota Vikings. He's got some dual threat ability. He's got some know where I need to go with the football ability. He's played in big games versus difficult teams. I think he's flawed. I don't think he's as productive as people made him out to be. But there are a lot of tasty QBs in this next crop. So if you're a young QB and you're not getting it done, and now NFL teams know that the younger the QB you have, the better off you are. I think they're going to take a chance. I really do think so.
Yeah. But it's so deep, man.
The chat here, Andy, is talking themselves into Justin Fields again.
I love Justin Fields. I think he's such a good athlete, man. He's got some humor in him too. Like he flicked off the commentators and they asked him about his finger the other day, but he's just such a good dual threat athlete, man. He can contend in this league. There's just so many uphill battles to deal with on Chicago that it's not fair for him. And he's grown a lot as a passer in terms of not taking the sacks and figuring out how to evade the pressure, get the ball out quick. You know, go to his big play. Obviously, you can see what DJ Moore has done when Justin Fields has been healthy. DJ Moore, man, this is a good team. Like, they actually came close to beating the Lions, which is one of the better teams in the NFC that are totally, this is the Lions' year. They're probably going to be in the championship game with the Eagles or something. But yeah, I think Fields is good. I don't know what they do. I like Fields as an investment because, yeah, he's gone up a little bit, like 10%. You know, I was just looking at the orange laser because it's such a popular prism card for him. And that did go up a little bit from where it was at before when he was injured and the whole, everybody was about Tyson Bagent. And then he came back and it was like, oh yeah, man, this guy's good. You know? So I think he either gets traded. Maybe they get traded, or the Bears do something smart and they either continue to build in the trenches, or they do a package deal for another team, like maybe the Steelers or one of these other guys that want to move up in the draft to get a quarterback, and they move back and get multiple picks and build around Justin Fields in the trenches and build up the defense a little bit more and stuff. So I like Justin Fields.
This is coming from a guy who had Fields over Lawrence going into that NFL draft. I have soured on Justin. Could I see him be productive? Yes. Could I see him leading the Bears to, you know, if he's fully healthy, a 9-8, maybe a 10-7 record next season? Sure. I just don't see it. If you ask me, I just don't. But I do agree with his athleticism. I do agree with the buy low mentality here. And like we've always said on this channel, Andy, there is no QB that has a better market situation than Justin Fields, right? Chicago, the third biggest market we have in America. Chicago's never had good QBs. Never. They had Jim McMahon. That's it, right? This is a football hungry city that loves a hobby. They would love nothing more than to have an elite QB. So that does play some role into it. You know, the brand, even though the Bears aren't a big NFL brand, they're just a huge market. There are so many freaking Bears fans out there. So yeah, it's very interesting.
And I always thought like the orange parallels did the best for Bears players, but in fact the blue parallels do really well for Bears players. As you can see, the blue scope here for Justin Fields optic is right up there in the top for the most like sold PSA 10s between all optics in the past 180 days. And look at the transactional data from this, even 746 PSA 10s, 41% grade rate there. And you can see how low it's gotten, like $50 for that card. But look at before the season, $160 buy it now, like all day long, $172 auction. So that tells me if I could buy this card for $50, then next year at this time, or even around draft time, you know, I'm thinking like draft time, he gets traded, package deal, something goes on, or he stays with the Bears. And then I sell in the beginning of September when everybody is like, oh, you got to draft Justin Fields in the first or second round of Superflex drafts. He's going to be good. And then you buy and you sell there. Or what you do is you buy now and you sell there. You know, even if you got to hold it for a year, you're looking at 3x your money, and you can buy volume on these 2021 colored, paralleled, graded PSA 10 cards of Justin Fields, just because, just like Trevor Lawrence, he's got a ton of different cards for him. So, you know, that's, I think, a nice play. And now Justin Fields has got a lot of rookie autos on the market because his redemptions have come back. There's a ton of Justin Fields rookies on the market now.
And let's just say that the Bears get an early round pick and they get Marvin Harrison. That'll start getting Fields, is they'll get start getting people to believe again. And he also plays an exciting brand of football. Excuse me.
That is such a buy, dude. A rookie ticket auto. I always said if Jalen Hurts rookie ticket auto were under 200, that was the play. And that was the play in the summer of 2022 before that season started. I think this is the play right now for Justin Fields for draft and season. September next year, spend up, get you a rookie ticket auto for 200, get you one of these colored blue scopes or orange laser PSA 10s for 50, and you're going to triple your money. You're going to triple your money by September next year. I'm planting my flag right now on it.
I wish I was as bold as you, man. This is going to get us on one of these kind of influencer. Next thing you know, they're going to be like, oh, Andy's getting giving out some of these cold Jeff Wilson takes here. they're going to be playing this clip until the end of eternity.
I'm going to put my money where my mouth is too.
What is that? Is there a brick of gold in there, or is that a is that an envelope of cash? Who carries an envelope of cash. I mean, are you a mobster? Did someone carry out the hit and brought you the goods? Huh?
I got guys stopping by all day long picking up packages I collect.
There you go. You just collect. You got people to carry out your jobs. I like it. But yeah, I'm all about buying low with an athlete of that caliber. So I'm not fully on board with it, but I could see it. Now it is time for hobby tip of the week. Andy, I'll let you go first, brother.
Yeah. So my hobby tip this week is going to be reminding you guys to go back. And if you're not getting views on a listing, it's probably because of the actual card that you have listed altogether. So ask yourself, if you got a bunch of cards that are from sets like Chronicles or maybe Illusions or draft picks type cards, like you can build, those are good for building up seller feedback. So if you can get, I think it's 150 sold items and you can get positive feedback on those, you'll become a top seller. As a top seller, you get a discount in the amount of fees that you pay to eBay as a seller. So those kind of cards are good to just put in a dollar or two, buy it now with 63 cents or maybe even do 75 cents to cover your envelope and your paper, your label to print out to put on that. But those are great ways to build up that top seller ranking. And if you're not getting views on it, just go ahead and cancel the listing and start it over with the different cards. It's like, don't even bother, you know, if it's a veteran card that's kind of common from one of these, you know, obscure sets or what I call mid-tier sets. I would just not even bother those cards. But these base Donruss rated rookies or like base prism, you know, cards like that kind of stuff, those are easy cards to flip, to sell and get your feedback up.
Yeah. Always remember this, and I'll give this hobby tip 1,000 times over. It is always easier to buy than sell in almost every walk of life, but especially football cards. There are so many variations. Man, Andy, I felt like a freaking arrow went through my heart when I was in one of these Facebook groups and somebody went and cleaned out a Walmart shelf of Illusions blasters. And he said, "Hey, I'm getting into the hobby. I just bought 20 Illusion blasters." And I was like, "No, oh my God, that just hurt me, because now this is going to be part of my hobby tip of the week. You can't return cards, right? Card sales are final at retail stores. You could check out, get a receipt, and a second after say, "Oh, I didn't really want this." They're not giving you your money back. So when you're buying sealed waxes at any store, the sale is normally final. Okay. It's just how it is. My other hobby tip of the week is, look, I don't think I would call. Well, what's that anyway? Why you got that look? What happened?
Because you got multiple hobby tips this week. I'm impressed.
Well, yeah, I got to bring it, Dan. So I listened to, and I'm going to wait till all the details pop out on this. But you know, I talked about this in the Discord. I love football cards. Like, I just love sports cards in general. I'm always open. I don't buy as many as I used to. I still do though. And there was a show that I listened to. I was like, okay, this guy's I listened to a decent amount of hobby content. And now he's a big influencer, whatever. He's in the middle of a shill bidding scam, right? Mm-hmm. Or like a certain situation involving, of all people, Eli Manning cards, right? And Andy, as you know, I'm a big Manning guy. Very weird situation. I don't want to get into like the spiral of that. That stinks. Like, there's just been so many of these influencers that have been busted for this stuff, right? It blows my mind. It leaves me, it's breathtaking almost. It's crazy, Andy. It's crazy to me. So yeah, I feel bad because for us, Andy, we're not like big influencers, but we love this stuff. We want to help people. That stuff sucks for people like us, man, that try to be the most ethical and the most open about everything, right? Man, doesn't that just make you feel bad when you put in all this work and you see that stuff?
Yeah. And it's like, look, you know, we're trying to do our best to share information, you know, and share our experience in the hobby and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, as a content creator, it is very disappointing to see other content creators that people respect and that they thought they trusted do something like that. It's just, that is very disappointing. It's unacceptable. It's downright unacceptable. And they you know, they got to get their mind right. It's probably driven by greed, and they probably gotten away with it before, which then fuels them to think, oh, I can do it again. And they're probably, you know, quote unquote, cheating in other areas of their life. Most likely, I'm just saying, you know, I don't know these people. I don't even know who you're talking about. So,
You know,
but chances are they're unfortunately, people have been looking up to them as a content creator that's sharing good information. And here they are doing something like that. It's just very disappointing.
Yeah. Like, I would be beyond crushed if I ever figured out that you did that. Cause I look up to you. I look up to the guy I had on last week, Adam. You know, that stuff is just crazy. So we hope to have your guys' trust on everything that we say here. Of course, not every prediction I make or Andy makes could work out. You know, Justin Field could tear 5 ACLs in a row, and you don't know. Five. It could happen. I've seen crazier things. But yeah, it's wild. Here's what I think happened, Andy, is there's all these influencers who bought just so much stuff, like stuff for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dollars. And look, if you got it, go for it, man. But the overall market is gone down, and we've been very open about that. Now, we're not a gloom and doom show. We're here because we freaking love football cards. We'll still buy them if they're going for 2 cents, right? But what I think's happened is a lot of these people that bought a lot of cards of players, of goats, if you will, and sometimes their stuff dips. I mean, I've seen some of these Tom Brady rookie ticket autos that were bought for over $1 million, so selling now for 40, 50K. I know those numbers might not be totally accurate. A Zion Williamson gold prism sold for over 100K, now selling for like 10K. Stuff's just gone down for some of that higher stuff. And Andy, some of these people are just caught holding the bag, and they're trying to get away with shilling or misleading, putting in fake comps for things. Just and look, with this person that we've not mentioned by name, once again, I'll let every detail come out. But it's I think that's part of it, which goes back to this. Don't spend what you can't spend. Mm-hmm. Right? Just don't do it. It is so important.
Yeah, there's a lot of over leveraging, and then there was a lot of almost like keeping up with the Joneses type of stuff going on. So like you had the big, you know, hobby influencers that would be dropping thousands of dollars on cards, but and they would point to the fact that the market was going up. But it's like, how, and I always said this, like, how high could you possibly expect a Patrick Mahomes prism rookie card to get to? Like, I mean, it's just like, you know, the value of the dollar bill, or the value of you know, a jug of milk, you know, like, How high can that, like, at some point it's like hyperinflation, and it's just not going to keep going up. It's got to come back down. It doesn't matter how good he is, or how many Super Bowls he wins, or how many MVPs he has. It's got to come back down because it was hyperinflated, you know? And that's what we've seen with a lot of these, the Michael Jordans, the Zions, the Tom Brady's. And because a lot of people are keeping up with the Jones, you got to have this kaboom. You got to have this rookie auto PSA 10. And it's okay if you spend thousands of dollars because of all these other, you know, dozens of guys are doing it. But some of those people were using credit, and they were using savings that they didn't have. and hoping that it would continue to go up, not understanding they were buying in and during the period of hyperinflation.
Yeah. And we always try to be as honest. I mean, you're not going to make a gazillion dollars do it. You've got to really love it and understand it. Now, once again, we like to be positive, but we're just being as honest and open as we possibly can about this. And I didn't know this guy personally, but like Chad, I listened to this guy's show probably more than every show outside of ours. Right. I listen to Paul Hickey as well. But yeah, it did shock me that this guy did this allegedly. And also the thing that's kind of shady is that he deleted every single podcast, every single social media, every single YouTube video. And it makes me think that he's like kind of overreacting to the situation, which, you know, can happen if you have such a sterling reputation and one person sees something that's kind of weird, you could just kind of overreact. But yeah, I mean, look, I've lost my rear end on Jameis Winston. When I should have sold it for double what I got it for, or 50% higher than what I got it for. You make mistakes, right? Mm. But you know, when everything goes down, people just don't like being wrong, right? Because they would sell positivity. They would sell all of these things. And well, it's part of it. We got some Jordan McLeod love. Do you know Jordan McLeod?
I don't, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not nearly as dialed in with the, I guess he's, you know, Derek or who you want to call our guy. I think this is our guy, Derek. He's got to be, man. It's a recognized T-Hawk picture. But school me up on who Jordan McLeod is and why he should win the 2023 Heisman. Thank you for that super chat.
Well, he's no longer undefeated. I believe Jordan McLeod is the Heisman Trophy loser of the James Madison Dukes, who were upset this past weekend by Appalachian State. And College Game Day went to James Madison for this upset. So it's a double whammy. But it was it was crazy. Want to wish you a happy birthday. I believe Thundering Sports Cards said it's their birthday. So congratulations.
Hey,
Thundering Sports Card.
Happy birthday, man. I got his package here, by the way. I saw him post a comment earlier about he sent me a package of cards that he wants to get graded in our group submission. Got it right here, brother. I'll be pre-grading those very soon. If I have time, I'll do it Friday. I'm looking forward to doing all kinds of package opening and grade reveals and stuff Friday.
Let's do it. Now it's time for Play of the Week.
Before we move on to Play of the Week, we got a hobby tip coming in hot off the press from our man, Paul Hickey, at No Offseason, about new releases. So I think this one's going to be good. Enjoy this one, guys.
What's up, Andy and Carter? Thanks for having me on again for another hobby tip of the week. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com, co-host of the Sports Card Strategy Show. At the Sports Card Strategy Show, our mission is to help you make money flipping sports cards. Now, I know not all of you are all about just simply profiting. There's a lot of great collectors out there, and we acknowledge that. Carter, more on the collection side. Me, on the profiting side. Andy, probably both. Many of you out there in the audience, probably both. But regardless of where you fall, you either want to profit or save money. And so today's hobby tip of the week is what to do when a new football card release comes out. Now, it's really, really easy to get caught up in the hype and want to overbid on singles from a new release, or even pay an extensive amount of money to rip wax or buy into breaks. And I realize all of that stuff might be fun, but it's not economically sound. And so my hobby tip of the week today is what to do coming up, because in December, there are two major releases scheduled. Now, this is all subject to change, but as of now, the release schedule says that both Don Russ Football 2023 and Prism Football 2023 are scheduled to drop in December. And so what I highly encourage all of you to do is to Scratch your football card itch by going back into previous releases and looking for deals while everyone else in the market is looking to overpay for the initial elation or endorphins of the new releases coming out. They are going to spend way more money than they need to if they were to just wait until 12 to 18 months after the new release comes out. So what can you do with the money that you want to spend on the new release? You can spend it in a more wise fashion by going back to a previous release. I'm going to give you a couple examples. The card prices of guys like Trevor Lawrence, Sam Howell, Kenny Pickett, and even Brock Purdy from the last 2 years, Prism and Donruss, many of their cards are down right now. So if you're looking to get even further deals, I would wait until the releases of both Donruss and Prism. Donruss is scheduled to come out right now on the 1st of December, Prism on the 20th of December. We don't know if these release dates will actually end up happening, but assuming that they do, what I want to encourage all of you to do with the Football Card Quest is to take the money that you would have spent on those releases, and instead, before you spend it, just go back and look at singles from the 2022 and 2021 Prism and Donruss releases for the top players that you've been interested in, and see if you can get deals on those cards with that budget, because you will underpay, you will get deals. And whether or not you're looking to flip to make more money, or just whether or not you're looking to PC, either way, if you're looking to PC, you're going to have more money in your budget for cards. You're going to be able to buy those 2023 Prism and Donruss about 12 to 18 months from now, likely for less than you would in December of 2023. And if you're looking to flip, this is definitely the way to make money doing it. Everybody, thanks so much. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. I would love it if you check out a free 30-day trial of our premium membership. We just launched Sports Card School, where beginners, advanced flippers, and high rollers can learn a lot from us at Sports Card School. Go to nooffseason.com for your free 30-day trial of our entire premium membership, including Sports Card School. Great add-on to Andy's Patreon at footballcardquest.com. Andy Carter, thanks again. Back to you guys.
Let's go, Paul Hickey. Let's go. Love it. Andy, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's right in line with my strategy. Every time a new set comes out, I love that. I love that strategy. That's exactly what I'm talking about, zigging when everybody else is zagging.
So I don't believe I actually gave a play of the week recently. I need to go back and listen to every single play of the week I've done, because I want to see if I have like a Donruss hit rate or a Prism hit rate on these, right? Lately, though, Andy, my last two have been Trey McBride, off the charts. Loving Trey McBride's future right now. I think he's going to have a few other breakout games. And I had Aiden O'Connell before he actually was named the starter, and O'Connell's looked okay. Okay. Here's mine, Andy. I've always liked this player, and I know he's not the flashiest. He doesn't excite you the same way that a Tank Dell does, because, you know, he's short. He makes all these incredible catches. But, God, I just think Michael Pittman Jr. is a very interesting buy situation. I mean, here's a guy who's top 20 in the NFL in receiving yards. And the Colts aren't really a story right now. Anthony Richardson just out of it, right? I would like to think Pittman would be back with the Colts next year. I think he's going to have a big hype cycle, because there's going to be all this anticipation going into next year with Anthony Richardson coming back, right? And the AFC South is going to be loaded with young quarterbacks, Trevor, Stroud, Levis, and AR, right? I just think Michael Pittman showed me a little bit more chemistry than I thought at first with AR with the rookie quarterback. And I still believe in his talent, right? Do I think he's a special player? No, but I go and I see his rookie ticket autos going for $10, $15. I think it's worth a spin. I do. So Michael Pittman might not be, you know, some massive quick flip opportunity, but I still think he's a really, really good football player.
He's got a massive YouTube channel too. He's a very likable guy. I like Michael Pittman too. Big fan.
Let's see what you got, Andy.
All right, man. This is what's interesting, right? AFC. I think it's the Denver Broncos. They have won the last four in a row, Carter. The last four in a row. They're very much alive in the AFC. They're on a streak. And yes, they've got a difficult matchup this weekend against the Browns. This is going to be a tough matchup. Then they go at the Texans. So it's two tough matchups in a row. And if you look at Javonte Williams, he is like the new Alvin Kamara for this new Sean Payton Denver Broncos offense. Javonte Williams is getting 50% a snap share, but he's getting double-digit carries each game, including multiple red zone carries each of the last three games. He's been getting multiple red zone targets. He got six targets this past game, which he turned to four receptions for 57 yards. He's been doing that every week where he's getting these big receptions, kind of like what Alvin Kamara did for the Saints. And he currently ranks number 10 in breakaway runs. He's already had a few of those. And we're seeing Javonte Williams getting fully recovered from that ACL. It was already impressive how he came back from it. But now we're seeing as we're getting to the end of the season, he's getting fully healthy. He's already had six breakaway runs. There is a monster Javonte Williams game coming in the next 2 to 3 weeks. After the Browns and the Texans, they get the Chargers, they get the Lions, and then they get the Patriots, Chargers, and Raiders again. So that's four really easy matchups to end the season on, minus the Lions, that we could see a monster Javonte Williams game, a potential wild card spot for the Broncos. And I'm very interested. I think he's a very good play right now. I'm looking at rookie ticket autos for under $30. Anytime I see that, I just want to attack that rookie auto and that low serial number market for these skill position guys. I want to get those for under 30, and then I turn around and flip them from anywhere between 60, depending on how rare they are, upwards to 100 plus, you know? And so that's my play of the week.
CD's coming in hot saying Will Greer play of the week. I think I have a real Will Greer auto sitting around here somewhere. Will Greer, let's go.
Will Greer. Okay.
I like it. Does anyone else have a play of the week? All right, we'll see you late, Stick. Good to see you in here, man.
I like it. Will Greer. Let's go.
Florida Gators.
Yeah. I mean, it makes theoretical sense, right? Playing for the Cowboys, so.
Oh, he's with the Patriots.
Oh, he got traded to the Patriots. Okay.
Yeah, and he's getting first team reds.
Wait, all right. So I saw a news blurb along the lines of this that Colin Kaepernick signed with the Bengals. Did you see that?
What?
Colin Kaepernick signed with the Bengals.
Andy, you can't be serious about this.
Oh, dude, it was dead serious.
He's been linked.
Oh, he's been linked. Oh, man, they got me.
Okay, here's the thing. If he were to sign, that would be the biggest story in sports with somebody. Like, stop your. So Adam Schefter would have tweeted that out. You would have had 1,000 alerts on your phone. It would have been brought up in this chat. So nobody is going to sign Colin Kaepernick. I do think he is an interesting hobby play, though, because of his place in history, right? And it is crazy. Like, I actually, if you're ever up late on YouTube and like they just keep playing suggested videos, for some reason for me, it's a fake. You could clearly see this is fake.
Oh, man, they got me, man.
They got you, bro. But yes, especially going to the Bengals, which have weapons and a winning framework and all that, like, it's crazy. But I do think for him, they're, you know, I've never really looked into his cards, but it is crazy that this guy took a team to the Super Bowl pretty quickly in his career. And man, he's up there with like Lamar and obviously Jaden going into next year when it's come to just pure speed. So
What's the inside scoop, I should say, on the Harbaugh thing going on, stealing plays and signs and stuff like that? You think he was doing any of that when he was on San Fran? Do you think that played a factor?
All right. This is very important for everyone out there. Stealing signs is very normal. It's very common practice. But Michigan took it to another level. I don't want to get into like the whole spiral slippery slope. Here's my big thing about Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan thing is that it's not just this. Okay. You have one big controversy that doesn't make Michigan look good. Fine. But it's every year. There's a litany of other things surrounding Michigan. And every year he is rumored to go to the NFL. Every year, and this year will be no different. The last two seasons, rumored to go to the NFL. So, yeah, it is very interesting. You know, J.J. McCarthy is going to be a hot name. Is he going to come back to Michigan or is he going to go to the NFL? It should be interesting. I do think he would be a first or early second round pick because of his dual threat ability. But, yeah, he kind of – J.J. kind of – I won't give him that comp, but I'm not the hugest fan of his. So there you go. But yeah, to Chad's point, he almost went to the Vikings. There's a lot of ties to the Vikings GM and Harbaugh, a lot. And a lot of people thought that that was going to happen, but it didn't. And Kevin O'Connell looks to be pretty good with what he's doing now with his current situation. So there you go. But his name is Andy. Check us out in OF season. .com Sports Card Network, and we'll see you next week, baby.
Peace out.